You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com. Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Setlist. I'm Megan Sealing.
I'm Ari Spool.
It's the local bands playing shows and stuff show.
That's a really good description for it.
I know, I'm a wordsmith.
I'm really into that. Yeah, you must be a writer or something.
Holy shit, I am.
So, you guys know the drill. We go through the bands page on www.strange.com/bands, and we pick out the ones that are playing shows this week. We pick a song. We play it for you. It's easy as that.
Right.
They're generally
good. Sometimes they're laughably bad.
Yeah.
Either way, it's entertaining.
You know, I didn't pick any laughably bad stuff this week. I pretty much stuck to good shit. Shall we play the first song?
We shall.
It's The Quiet Ones, O Mexico. That's what the band is The Quiet Ones. The song is O Mexico. I felt the need to clarify. They're playing Chop Suey on Friday night, opening for the French Kicks, a big old band from New York City. You wouldn't buy your salsa from New York City, but the band's
going to come. I knew you were going to do that as soon as you said New York City like that. I was like, oh, salsa joke. Three, two, one.
I think that joke is so funny. Anyways, And The Joggers, who I know nothing about. The song is called O Mexico. I think you'll enjoy it.
I missed your call. Thought about the fall. And I don't want to be here without you. It drives me wild.
Reynolds and the Brides of Obscurity.
Rolling Over.
Rolling Over. There's a G on the end, so it's Rolling Over.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm from the North.
They're playing at the Comet on Friday night, so you're going to have to choose between them and the Quiet Ones. With Spanish for 100, Little Pieces.
You don't have to
choose.
You could go. I mean, the Comet is like a couple blocks from Chelsea. I do that.
That's
all the
true.
Time.
Run back and forth.
Yeah, totally. Get a skateboard.
Virtue of North America are also on the bill, though. Yeah. At the show at the Comet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's. You know, if you like watching instrumental bands play while people paint pictures of birds on the side of the stage.
At the Comet, where people are bound to be, like, just talking about, you know, the piss rot in the bathroom. Or
gross.
Like, you know, I think it's funny when there are quiet shows at the Comet because there's always just, like, a bunch of hate city guys at the bar being like, yeah, and then I did a bunch of coke off her ass. And you're just like... Wow, you ruined it, but also kind of made it better.
It's an instrumental band, so technically those could just be spoken word lyrics.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's like a installation music art.
Avant-garde, man.
Beat poetry. Right.
Totally avant-garde.
All wrapped up into one, except it's not that at all.
Yeah.
The next band is awesome. That's my segue.
Yeah, totally. I think they're pretty awesome.
It's Taco Cat.
We love Taco Cat.
It's spelled the same backwards as it is forwards.
It's called a palindrome. They're
Fancy
playing
words.
At the Funhouse Friday with the Evaporators, which is, oh, I totally forgot, Nardwar. That's Nardwar's band.
Nardwar.
And so that ought to be silly. And the Voodoo Organist and Science and Junk. So this is Bike Party. This song got posted on a, like, fixed gear bike blog, and all the bike kids really, really loved it.
Despite the fact it's mocking them.
I mean, completely.
And their, like, stupid haircuts and their stupid fixie gear bikes.
Yeah, and their, like, rolled up pants, and I don't know. It's a really funny song, but it's like, they're like, let's, they don't really realize, I think, the true amount of hatred behind. But anyway.
Or they have a sense of humor about their, you know, stigma.
But the thing is that in person they never do.
True.
Bike kids.
Assholes.
Anyways.
We're
going to
get
party.
Beat up by a bike gang.
I know, totally. I can hear them ringing their little bells outside.
We'll go
right
down
now.
Singing this song, though, in a blaze of glory.
Drop bars. Okay, Bike Party by Taco Cat.
Tartan!
sense, it's all nonsense. We're not making no sense, it's all nonsense. We're not making no sense.
Start showing, we'll all scream, fuck you, bitch, and keep going. Yeah. I'm fucking good, and I don't quit. My name is MC Boozillis, and I'm back in this bitch. And when the funky drummer coming in the 808 kick, yo, Larry said,
let's start some shit. Seattle fans are suckers. Yeah, maybe not me, yeah, you motherfucker. I think you need a little polish, boy, you little college boy. You need to do the knowledge, toy. You need to just wait in silence till you know about Jason Silas, Jake's and Vine, Social Labor, Ghetto Children, and the Tribals. Black Anger and the Boom Bap Project. Everybody who was putting it down before the days when you couldn't get clowned. Now everybody's safe from getting their cars pulled. In 07, we gon' start to. We ain't chums, you the shark food. Fix your face and your scarf, dude, cause it's about to get dark soon. Dedicated to the lames and the marks too. Now stay tuned for the part two.
Ayo, excuse me in the street, but you don't run me. You make hip-hop music to the highest degree. When the suckers disappear and the money starts showing, we'll all scream, fuck you, bitch, and keep going. I'm fucking good, and I don't quit. My name is MC Boozillis, and I'm back in this bitch. And when the funky drummer coming in the 808 kick, yo, Jay said,
let's start some shit. True story, you bore me. Wanna bounce, get housed, you Lori. You corny, you Maury. Paternity tests, paternity dresses. I'm so tired, so, I'm so timeless. Don't like us, don't buy us, download us. I'm so biased, sick riders can kiss my nuts. Get greasy and fish fry, it's time is. What's up, Jesus, the zone ever cross us. Block us, Benny Blanca's out for Betty Crocker. Muck us if you wanna get your place put in. Wanna step up and get your face smushed in. It's the best from the upper left, yes, bless one. Wanna test the freshest wester. The Mississippi, this is it, the rest done. Plus they say they 206 spits the next grunge.
That was Cancer Rising. Song's called Let's Start Some Shit. We were just talking during the break. Megan was like, why would Larry want to start some shit?
What? Is that
nice
what I sound
guy.
Like? God, that's totally what I sound like.
And I think that...
No, it's true. Why would he want to start some shit?
Maybe he only wants to start shit with you. Cancer Rising is playing High Dive Sunday with D-Black, Kubla Kai, Nima, and JFK, and it's the kickoff of their 206 Degrees and Rising tour.
It's so exciting. Tour kickoff.
I know.
You should go and give them money so they can pay for a $6 gallon
gas. I know.
Gas.
Oh, my God. When they're driving through California, they can get married to each other. And
oh, my God. They totally should.
They can get married to each other, but they'll have to pay like $7 for gas.
Right.
Like a gallon.
Right.
Not for the whole tank. Cause
I think that's kind
expensive.
Of a fair trade, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Your hand in marriage for...
for higher gas prices.
Yeah. Before that was Lonely H. They're playing at Hell's Kitchen Saturday. Speaker, Pete Moss Band and the Globes. All ages show. That song's called Hair, as you may
funny,
have.
The Lonely H singing about hair.
I know.
Those boys look like a fucking shampoo commercial.
I know.
Yeah, the Lonely H. Those boys love their hair. And mustaches. Some of them have grown mustaches now that they're of age to grow mustaches.
The next... song we've got is called Redemption. It's by band Reptet, and they are a jazz band, and Christopher De Laurenti spoke very highly of them in the score this week. But they're playing, their record release is a free show at the Seattle Asian Art Museum, and to me, that sounds super fun. Like, it's in the afternoon.
Jazz at the Seattle Art
Seattle Asian Art Museum.
Yeah, like, okay, it's a free museum, free show. It gives you a reason to go to the museum, which I don't visit the Seattle Asian Art Museum enough. It's such like a quiet museum. Like, they're not really flashy, and you always kind of like forget about it. But so this song's called Redemption.
Whoa. sunshine on my mind, standing in the rain. And there's a light that burns inside, never fades away. That's where she will stay. That's where she will stay.
That song was called Sunshine on My Mind by Lonesome Roads of the Good Company.
I think that's a good, I mean, it won't be the last song because we're going to play Molly Shannon, Molly Shannon.
Right.
Who are the band of the week. But I think that song's like a good, like, if I could set my alarm clock to wake me up with a song, that would be a good one. Because it would just be like, swells of joy. Like, I don't know.
Is that how you wake up?
No, not really. It's usually more like
dressing you in little mice, hemming your skirt.
No, I usually wake up, I go, where the fuck is my coffee? But,
you're,
you know,
cranky. They're playing at the Tractor, we should say, on Wednesday with Michael Vermillion.
Who I think is in Lonesome Rose.
So he's pulling double duty.
Yeah, but it's his personal project's record release.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, I mean, it'll be a fun night for him. For that guy, it's his party.
Best week ever.
Yeah, and Mario Mattioli, who is... Italian, in theory.
You assume.
I assume he is probably Italian. Or of Italian heritage.
Let's play Band of the Week and stop guessing the stranger's heritage.
It's Molly Shannon, Molly Shannon. We already talked about that. There's no
They were featured last week or the week before, I think, and I liked them.
Yeah. It's a...
And so we made them Band of the Week.
I know, despite their band name.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can call them MSMS for short, which just makes it sound like a double dose of multiple sclerosis.
Which everybody wants. The song's called Jane Canary. If you feel like it, email us at setlist@thestranger.com. And even if you don't feel like it, why don't you just fucking do it? Okay?
Because they have nothing to say, and I don't want to read a pointless email.
Well, there's already so much spam in that email address. So it doesn't really matter. And visit lineout.thestranger.com because you know you probably should. I mean,
right, because it's the cool thing to do.
Yeah, otherwise you really aren't being kept up to date with what's going on.
Right. Nobody likes a loser.
Which stranger writer is being taken out behind King Cobra and shot with, you know, breakfast cereal? Nobody knows if you don't read lineout.
Right. That was a hilarious post, by the way.
It was
props
really
to
good.
Trent Moorman. Oh, I just gave away the answer.
Yeah,
damn it.
Way to go. Anyways, Jane Canary by Molly Shannon, Molly Shannon, Band of the Week. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
I'm ready.